Depressive disorder, common myths. Depressive disorder, often called depression, is one of the most misunderstood health conditions in the world. Almost everyone has felt sad, disappointed, or low at some point in life. Because of this, many people assume that depression is just an extension of normal sadness. This misunderstanding has led to many myths that prevent people from seeking help, supporting their loved ones, or even recognizing depression in themselves. Depression is not a weakness, not a failure, and not something that people choose. It is a genuine medical condition that affects how a person thinks, feels, behaves, and functions in daily life. This article addresses some of the most common myths about depressive disorder and explains the reality behind them in simple words. Myth 1. Depression is just sadness. Reality: depression is much more than sadness. Sadness is a normal emotion. It usually follows a loss, disappointment, or stressful event and fades over time. Depression, on the other hand, lasts much longer and affects many areas of life. A person with depression may feel empty, hopeless, tired, or numb most of the day, nearly every day, for weeks or months. Depression can affect sleep, too much or too little, appetite, eating too much or too little, energy levels, concentration, and memory. Self-confidence, interest in things that once brought joy. A person may not even feel sad all the time. Some feel emotionally blank or disconnected, which can be even more distressing. Myth 2. Strong people don't get depression. Reality: depression can affect anyone. Depression does not discriminate. It affects people of all ages, genders, cultures, religions, professions, and personalities. Being strong, successful, spiritual, or intelligent does not protect someone from depression. In fact, many people who appear strong on the outside struggle silently. They may continue working, caring for family, and meeting responsibilities while suffering deeply inside. Strength does not prevent depression, and depression does not mean weakness. Myth 3. Depression happens only after major life problems. Reality: depression can occur even when life seems fine. While stressful events like loss, illness, financial difficulties, or relationship problems can trigger depression, many people develop depression without any clear external cause. Brain chemistry, genetics, long-term stress, personality traits, and past experiences all play a role. This is why someone may say, "I don't know why I feel this way. Nothing is really wrong." Depression does not always need a visible reason to exist. Myth 4. People with depression are just lazy. Reality: depression drains energy and motivation. One of the most painful symptoms of depression is a lack of energy. Simple tasks, getting out of bed, bathing, cooking, or replying to messages, can feel overwhelming. This is not laziness. The brain systems that control motivation, pleasure, and energy are affected in depression. Telling someone with depression to try harder is like telling someone with a broken leg to just run. Myth 5. Talking positively can cure depression. Reality: positive thinking alone is not enough. Encouragement and support are helpful, but depression cannot be cured simply by thinking positively or being grateful. A depressed person may already feel guilty for not being able to feel positive despite trying. While healthy thinking patterns are part of recovery, depression often needs professional treatment, such as psychotherapy, medication, or both. Suggesting that positivity alone is enough may make the person feel misunderstood or blamed. Myth 6. Depression is a normal part of aging. Reality: depression is not normal at any age. Feeling depressed is not a normal part of growing older. While older adults may face health problems, losses, or loneliness, persistent low mood, loss of interest, or hopelessness are not normal and should not be ignored. Unfortunately, depression in older adults is often missed or dismissed as just age. With proper treatment, older adults can feel better and enjoy a meaningful quality of life. Myth 7. Children and teenagers don't get depression. Reality: depression can affect children and adolescents too. depression is not limited to adults. Children and teenagers can experience depression, though it may look different. Instead of appearing sad, they may become irritable or angry, withdrawn. Declining in school performance, complaining of frequent headaches or stomach aches. Early recognition and support are crucial because untreated depression in young people can affect development, relationships, and future mental health. Myth 8. If someone is smiling, they can't be depressed. Reality: many people hide their depression. Depression does not always look obvious. Many people with depression smile, joke, go to work, and socialize. This is sometimes called high-functioning depression. Behind the smile, they may feel exhausted, empty, or hopeless. This myth is especially dangerous because it leads others to miss warning signs or dismiss the person's struggles. Myth 9. Talking about suicide puts ideas into people's minds. Reality: asking about suicidal thoughts can save lives. Many people fear that asking someone about suicidal thoughts will plant the idea. This is not true. Asking openly and calmly often gives the person relief and a chance to share their pain. If someone is thinking about ending their life, they are already struggling deeply. Talking about it does not create the thought. It creates an opportunity for help and safety. Myth 10. Depression will go away on its own. Reality: depression often needs treatment. Some mild episodes may improve with time, but many people suffer for months or years without help. Untreated depression can worsen, recur, or lead to serious complications, including substance use or self-harm. Seeking help early improves recovery and reduces suffering. Treatment is not a sign of failure. It is a step toward healing. Myth 11. Antidepressant medicines are addictive. Reality: antidepressants are not addictive. Antidepressants do not create cravings or make people high. They help correct chemical imbalances in the brain. Some medicines need to be reduced gradually under medical supervision, but this is not the same as addiction. For many people, medication reduces symptoms enough to allow therapy, daily functioning, and recovery. Myth 12. Once you start medication, you must take it forever. Reality: many people use medication temporarily. The duration of treatment depends on the individual. Some people need medication for a limited period, while others may benefit from longer use, especially if depression is recurrent. Doctors regularly review treatment and adjust it as improvement occurs. Medication is a tool, not a life sentence. Myth 13. Depression is a personal failure. Reality: depression is an illness, not a character flaw. People with depression often blame themselves. They may feel guilty for not coping better or ashamed for needing help. This self-blame is part of the illness itself. Depression is no more a failure than diabetes or asthma. With understanding, treatment, and support, people can recover and lead fulfilling lives. Myth 14. Therapy is only for people with serious problems. Reality: therapy helps people better understand and cope. Psychotherapy is not just for extreme situations. It helps people understand their thoughts and emotions, learn healthier ways to cope, improve relationships, prevent relapse. Therapy is a space to heal, grow, and regain control, not a sign that something is wrong with you. Myth 15. Depression means life will never get better. Reality: depression is treatable and recovery is possible. This is perhaps the most painful myth and often a symptom of depression itself. Depression makes the future look dark and hopeless, but many people recover fully or learn to manage their symptoms well. With the right combination of support, treatment, and time, people rediscover joy, purpose, and meaning in life. Final thoughts. Depressive disorder is surrounded by myths that increase the stigma and delay help. Understanding the truth helps us respond with compassion rather than judgment toward others and toward ourselves. If you or someone you love is struggling with persistent low mood, loss of interest, tiredness, or hopeless thoughts, remember, help is available, recovery is possible, and you are not alone. Seeking professional support is a sign of courage and often the first step toward healing.